President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are in Texas today to address the National Rifle Association's annual convention. The president is speaking right now to tens of thousands of gun owners who have come to Dallas for the event. NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro is watching from Washington and joins us now. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Jeremy.
And let's listen to what Vice President Pence said just a little bit ago in his speech. He brought up mass shootings. He named the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, the shooting at the country music concert in Las Vegas, and, of course, the shooting in Parkland, Florida. Here he is.
We mourn with those who mourn and grieve with those who grieve. But we also resolve to confront this menace with all our strength. And we are doing just that under the leadership of this president.
So Pence, they're acknowledging the moment that the NRA finds itself in, but not really signaling any shift in policy as a result.
No, but, you know, the thing is, Republicans and Democrats obviously have very different views on what to do about gun violence in the country. You know, we've heard Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA, come out and talk about what his steps he thinks should be. We've heard President Trump also discuss with members of the Republican Party and Democratic Party in that famous televised meeting that he had in the White House to say that he'd like to, you know, raise the age for people who can buy guns to 21 for all. All people, you know, not just handguns, but for assault weapons. But the administration hasn't really moved very strongly on that. The ATF had a decision that it had reached during the Obama administration that it can't move on certain weapons. And the Trump administration, probably knowing that, you know, stayed with that. So there hasn't been a lot pushed from this White House through Congress or from the White House very much at all.
And it doesn't seem like there's been much appetite in Congress to do anything either.
No, there isn't. And, you know, it can we're in an election year and almost nothing gets done in an election year. We're probably pretty much past the point where Congress would actually move on something.
Well, the fact that it is an election year brings me to another question, which is how important is this group of voters for President Trump? Just speaking to NRA members right now, this is a key part of his base.
Yeah, and it's a huge activist portion of the base, and that's what midterms are all about. Midterms are all about the most engaged voters, and there aren't very much more engaged voters than gun voters, people who vote on wanting to protect their gun rights, for example. So, you know, Democrats are hoping that young voters will be fired up to be able to go out to the polls by this issue as well, because we have seen some of that, but traditionally this issue winds up firing up Republican or conservative activists.
As we said, President Trump is speaking right now, but let's listen to some of what he said just a little bit ago. Here he is.
Your Second Amendment rights are under siege, but they will never, ever be under siege as long as I'm your president.
So kind of a similar tone there to what we heard from Vice President Pence. Domenico, has the NRA's clout as an organization diminished at all since Parkland, or has it gotten stronger?
Well, you know, I don't know that it's gotten stronger. In some there's some evidence for it having become even more polarized and dropping off some. It used to be a fairly highly recognized organization, but it's still mostly positive with independents and Republicans, not so obviously with Democrats. And the few other things that Trump said today that we should mention, you know, he went after Robert Mueller. He noted that there was a judge in Virginia today who had said that he felt that they were going after – the government was going after Paul Manafort to try to flip him to go after President Trump. So President Trump obviously using that against Democrats and against the Mueller team. Of course, our legal correspondent, Carrie Johnson, who was in the courtroom, noted that often the judges will play kind of a cat and mouse game with the government, likes to bat them around a little bit, but doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to vote. He'll rule against the government. So that's something to watch. He also noted when we talk about identity politics, he said Kanye West must have some power. I doubled my African-American poll numbers. We went from 11 to 22 in 1 week. Thank you, Kanye. Thank you. I mean, there's so much wrong with that. You know, I don't know which poll he's actually looking at. Going from 11 to 22 sounds pretty impossible when it comes to African-American voters, and certainly not anything to do with Kanye West, and probably more to do with the wrong methodology in that poll.
Domenico, just in the minute that we have left here, there was a jobs report that came out today which showed the lowest unemployment rate in decades now, 3.9%. Yeah. It's interesting President Trump's not talking about that today and rather is talking about guns.
He did talk about the economy during his NRA speech. You know, this is a big insulating factor, the president hopes, during this election year. It is kind of ironic that you have a president with poll numbers that are as low as they are, historically low, and an economy that's doing as well as it is. So this president, you know, would have some advantages if not for some of his outward behavior mm-hmm. and some of the chaos going on at the White House, perhaps.
St. Pierre, lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro, as we watch what's going on at the NRA convention in Dallas. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome.